With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. While on a road trip in the mountains, I recently ran into one of the largest insects you'll ever find in the Rocky Mountain Range, the Mormon cricket. And when I say I ran into one, I really mean way more than I could ever count. Farmers are not big fans of Mormon crickets. Mormon crickets will devour crops as well as eat up lawns and gardens. I spoke with Deputy John Kossel with the Owyhee County Sheriff's Office, who says it was a big hatch this year, but locals have seen bigger.
I used to run some cows out in Owyhee County, and we had it. In fact, on Highway 95, they were so thick going across the highway that it made a slick spot. People was like driving on ice. They would get on and the cars would skid just because there were so many.
He says he'll be putting out commercial bait this weekend, and the BLM is also putting bait on federal land to stop the swarms from moving east. Jason Thomas is an expert on bugs and tells us Mormon crickets aren't even crickets at all, but a shield-backed katydid, and they are a serious agricultural pest.
When they swarm, they'll feed on a wide variety of plants, and they can decimate all sorts of crops just because of their severe numbers, but they really prefer feeding on developing fruits and flowers and seeds. And so that's why they cause the most damage, is because those are the things they like to eat.
Mormon crickets are fairly common in Idaho, Utah, and Nevada.
Let's face it, wildfires are going to happen. And at Mutual of Enumclaw, we want to do what we can to make sure we're all prepared. Think about your emergency kit. Confirm that what's inside covers the 5 P's of evacuation: people, prescriptions, papers, personal needs, and priceless items. Visit thinkwildfire.com for a complete list of what to include. We can't stop wildfires, but we can prepare. Get started at thinkwildfire.com today.
Chlorothalonil is in short supply this year, so I'm applying a new product, LifeGuard, a broad-spectrum fungicide that works great on early blight, late blight, and white mold. I apply it to prime my potato plants to be ready and resistant against disease. LifeGuard fits my resistant management program too. I cover a lot of acres using the low rate of 1 ounce per acre with no jugs to rinse either. That's why LifeGuard is part of my disease control program this year. Contact your chemical dealer today to apply LifeGuard fungicide from Certis USA right now.
Thanks for listening to the Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington.